With me right now, we have Kelly Cruz, the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Off the air, we were talking about the 5th of July bash downtown Racine. They really transformed that place. Who knew they can do something like that? That flag, two fire engines were hanging the flag, holding it. You know, you see it from a distance. Oh, it's pretty big. Stand next to it. You'll see how big it is.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It was huge. I couldn't believe it. And when it rustles, it hits you. It'll knock you right over on your fanny. So, yeah, that was wonderful. We came in for the Racine Concert Band at the end of it. What I also found amazing was I said to my wife, I said, there's no way they're going to clean this up by the time I have to go down Main Street in the morning. There was no sign it ever existed. All those tables, chairs, barriers, the flags, everything, the staging, all gone. It was like it never existed. They must have been up all night working on that stuff.
You know, you have to do it. You have to leave things just as good as you left them. That's how it is almost at Party on the Pavement. You know, you have this massive event, and if you drive downtown on that Sunday morning, you're going to be like, I mean, wow, how did this event just happen here? You know, like,
know
with rides and like hundreds of vendors, and like, it's just, it feels eerie almost.
I used to want to put a note here in the studio. Leave it as you found it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let's talk about some events coming. This new brochure. This is nice.
Yeah, I'm glad you're part of that email now.
Yeah, well, somebody gave it to me. I don't know if I'm part. I will be part of it.
Yes, you will.
Thank you very much. All right. We got Haymarket Square. A lot of people say, what's Haymarket Square? Monument Square.
Yes, that's, Monument Square used to be called Haymarket. So we're doing a little throwback with that because what is it? It's a night market. And so it's just this really cool vibe. We only do 6 per year in the summertime. So tonight is one of the nights from 4 to 7 p.m. We've got maxed out on vendors, over 30 vendors there. We've got live acoustic music. We've got tables and chairs to sit at. Grab dinner downtown or eat at one of the food trucks. And it's just a really cool vibe at this market. And it's just a really fun experience.
Now, I noticed coming up in August, Mark Paffrath is going to be there.
Yeah.
He's very good.
And also at the end of August, Ivy Ford is going to be there. So if anybody who was downtown for the July 3rd, First Friday, she's a internationally known blues artist. She'll be there alone doing acoustic music. So amazing. Both Mark Paffrath and Ivy Ford, just wonderful.
And Terry James is going to be there tonight. And then Rogers Randall is going to be there the 23rd.
Yeah, it's really fun. If you haven't explored down there for that market yet, please do. It's really fun.
It must be great if you live downtown and you can just go on your balcony and watch all this stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Or, you know, grab some goodies. I mean, they've got some really, I always end up coming home with honey or baked goods or something, jams.
Okay, now this is not to be confused with Music on the Monument, something different.
Of course it's different. Yeah, Music on the Monument is a Friday concert series. I'm guessing it's in close to its 15th year. It's been a part of downtown Racine. And it's really just to celebrate the local live music scene and come down again, you know, grab some food to go at a restaurant, sit in one of the chairs and just listen to really good music right off the lake. It's a Racine tradition if you haven't done it.
My wife and I took a walk around looking at the postcards on display. And I mean big, giant postcards, the art exhibit this year.
Yeah, so if you come down on Friday after work, you can look at all the postcards. Then you can just kind of hear the live music. You can also smoke down the water, so you can go back and forth between live musics and just really explore downtown.
Yeah, some of those postcards are really nice. I mean, they're all nice, but some of them intricate postcards. They did a nice job.
Oh, we had incredible artists this year. We had over 50 artists apply, and we went down to 25 artists, and you can see the quality in these artists. It's amazing.
Now, this is not to be confused with Saturday Sounds on the Square. This is totally different.
Yes. So it's part of our live concert series. So every Friday and Saturday, you can expect to have live music between 4:30 and 7:30 on Monument Square. And again, we really celebrate local live music. It's a vibe. There's a couple vendors down there, usually one or two food trucks, but we also encourage you to go downtown and grab some food, go shopping. It's really nice. You know, we do this concert series because if you are in downtown and you're just walking around, or if you're staying at the hotel, having live music in a downtown adds this ambiance that you can't get anywhere else, right? If you're walking around downtown on a Saturday in the summer and it's quiet, it just doesn't feel the same. You have to have that music in the air, you know, the food smell in the air, just activity, seeing lots of tents put up on Monument Square. So it really, it adds a lot.
Hey, quick story about music outside. My brother's a doctor. He's an optometrist, and he's retired now, but him and his doctor friend decided, this is when they lived in New York, decided they just wanted to play the guitar on the streets. So they went to Greenwich Village, parked their butts on the sidewalk, opened up their guitar and have people, you know, guitar box, and have people throw money in it when they pass by. Cops on horseback throw a buck in, and they just sat there playing guitar, sitting on the street corner in Greenwich Village in New York City. About two mornings later, a patient comes in and says, "Dr. Rosen, I got to tell you, my daughter was in New York the other day, and she saw you sitting on a street corner playing for quarters and money." And I said, "That couldn't be Dr. Rosen. What would he be doing?" He said, "Yeah."
Oh, that's so cool.
He just on weekends used to go in with his friend, the doctor, and they used to just sit there with their guitars.
See,
and
isn't
play
that
in the
really
corner.
What makes downtown, though, is having some music in the air? You really have to have that. So, yeah, so this Friday, we have Rust Belt, the band Rust Belt, and then Saturday, we have Scarlet Curve. So please come on down, check it out, ride your bike downtown, take a walk, explore, and just have fun.
Now, I will tell you, it's going to be beautiful weather all weekend. It got partly sunny weather Friday, sunny Saturday, sunny Sunday, no rain in the forecast at all, highs in the around low 80s. So it's going to be perfect.
It's great.
Especially
it's
when
be
it turns
great.
A little dark. It'll be really
I know.
Cool.
And even tonight's going to be wonderful for Haymarket. It might be just going to be a little like overcast, which is just fine because it'll cool the air off and it's going to be wonderful.
Here's the big one. Fish Fest. That's what we used to call it. Salmonorama is opening up tonight, right?
Is it tonight? Friday.
Friday. What's today? Thursday. I lose myself here. Yeah, the 10th through the 19th. All right, today's the night. We're talking about the weekend. I got all screwed up. All right, July 10th through the 19th, Salmonorama back at Festival Park. And I can't believe the prize. You get the biggest fish, you got $50,000.
That is crazy.
That's like you catch one good fish and you're set for life, or at least for a year anyway.
I don't know about life. Yeah, this is a great 10-day festival that's returned back to Festival Park. So we're really excited to have them there. They're opening up tomorrow afternoon, and there'll be live music on all the stages. They've got great activities for the kids. Of course, you can watch the fish coming in, which is always kind of fun.
They got that freezer there. You can go down and you can see the big...
Yeah,
you
can kind of see them getting weighed. And yeah, so if you have a family or kids, I remember doing that to this day when I first moved to Racine. That was one of the first things my dad did, was take me down to Salmonorama, and we were watching these fish come in and get weighed. And it's just cool.
I showed you a picture when we used to broadcast from Salmonorama for 11 days. I did the show one day with a young man named Paul. He's just starting out in his business. And you saw the picture, how young he looked.
Yeah.
It was Paul Ryan. He just became
he
was a freshman.
So young.
He was a freshman congressman. He sat there for the whole show and we did Salmonorama together.
Yeah. It's just cool that they brought it back. They've expanded it. It's a really great group of people, Salmon Unlimited, that run that. And it's a lot of work to put it on. So please, you know, like I said, Friday and Saturday, come down to Music on the Monument or Saturday Sounds. Go down to Salmonorama. Go down to the Racine Farmers Market on Saturday morning. I mean, if you come downtown at all this weekend, there'll be plenty to keep you occupied.
You ever go fishing before?
Yeah.
I went once in my life. And it was radio people let them go out on a boat the day before Salmonorama opened. They put us on a boat and the guy baited my hook. I didn't want to stick anything on it and put it in the water. I have a feeling there was some guy under the water putting a fish on my line, but I caught a fish.
I've never fished in Wisconsin or not in Racine. I have fished in up north Wisconsin, but a lot of fishing in Montana. But I think my fishing days are
big
done.
Hip waders in Montana, fly fishing.
No, not like that.
Okay. I picture you with a big hip wader, fly fishing, throwing the line in the water stream.
Oh, Lord, no. Just good old fashioned morning fishing. Okay. And lots of fish that you catch in Glacier National Park, though.
Well, when I caught the fish, I said, I don't want him to die. Put him back before he dies. I just don't take that hook out and, you know, bandage him up. Do what you got to do. Put him back. I didn't want to see him die.
I know.
So anyway, I had fun doing it, though. I can't believe I put the thing in. And I first said, is there a guy under this boat who just hooked that fish on for me? He said, no, you caught a fish.
Yeah. So. Another cool thing about Salmonorama, too, if you have kids, just walking along that dock around dusk at night and seeing all the onshore fishermen just sitting out there. It's just a really, it's something to experience for sure.
Praying for the big one.
Yes.
Talking to Kelly Cruz, he's the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. We're just talking, there's so much going on during the summer. During the winter, everything tends to be indoors. In the summer, everything's outdoors.
Yes, you got to take advantage of this, right?
Let's talk about this, the Summer of Art, the stamp collection, not the postcard collection.
Yeah, so Downtown Racine is celebrating their 25th year of public art. We're one of the few downtowns in the entire country that has been able to pull this off continually. I don't know if all of you remember, 25 years ago, it started off with dogs and then cats and then bears.
No, the lighthouse started then off. Isn't it?
No, it was
dogs first.
It was dogs and then cats and then bears and then lighthouse was soon after. They've done everything under the sun.
I bought the lighthouse, $500 in my living room. Yeah.
Yes. But so this year, it gets hard every year. What can we do to be different? But this year we decided to do giant greetings from Racine postcards. And these are, I'm talking pretty large.
Yeah, these are not postcards. These are giant things.
When you drive by downtown, you'll certainly see them. We partnered with Gateway Technical Welding students, and they created all the bases for us. So that was amazing. And then we have 25 local artists. And they all say either greetings from Racine or welcome to Racine. And then, so you can go and walk around downtown. We have a scavenger hunt that you can do and answer questions about each giant postcard. And then what's really cool this year is that you can actually take a piece of this public art home with you or mail it off, because we've actually turned these giant postcards into postcards.
You can mail them?
Yeah, so you can buy the whole set of 25 postcards. You can just buy one single postcard. If you finish the scavenger hunt, you get to pick out one collectible postcard for free. But let's bring, mailing postcards back in style.
I do it. I'm the only guy who does mail postcards. I still mail. Everything's through the mail. I mail all my bills. I don't do anything electronically. I love sending out postcards.
Well, I should have brought you a couple.
Yeah, I send them out all the time to people.
Yeah, so you can, if you go downtown, we'll be selling them all weekend, on Monument Square, but you can also buy them at the DRC office, at Dimples Imports, at Lakeview Pharmacy, over at the marina. So it's just really cool to see all of these postcards, giant postcards, turn into
little
art.
Postcards.
And they're great. You can buy the whole set of 25. What a cool gift, thinking ahead for Christmas or for holidays or for family members to give a set of 25 celebrating Racine.
Or frame them.
Yeah.
See, my wife, I'm a big movie theater fan, the actual buildings of the theaters. And she was at the Gateway Arch thing on Main Street. And years ago, she bought me the two prints and had them framed for my birthday. And they're hanging in the living room. I love them.
Yeah.
But they're drawings of the old theaters that used to be on Main Street.
A lot of people are coming in and they're saying, we're like, what are you going to do, mail? And they're like, oh, no, we're going to frame these.
Have them matted. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really neat. And there's such really good ones.
I'm afraid of this one. Bend and brew. The bending part. It's free yoga.
It is free yoga. And it is in the most serene, beautiful setting in downtown Racine. So if anybody has ever been to the marina or Reef Point Brew House, if you just keep walking east, you get to this kind of area where all of these sailboats tend to just sort of dock in the water. And it's this beautiful, grassy, overlaid, tiered area. So you're overlooking the water, totally serene. You have sailboats that you're looking at, and you're going to get to do free yoga. So we have that every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. And then we have it every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. And then after you finish your free yoga, you get a card that's valid at over 15 downtown locations. And you can use that card that day to get yourself a free coffee brew, a beer brew, a mimosa, a mocktail. Everyone's doing something a little different. And so you can... it's basically free. Plus you get to explore downtown and try someplace new that maybe you've never tried before. I mean, you get the choice of 15 different places that are offering different stuff.
It's the bending. I don't know if I could bend like that anymore.
Yeah.
I might be able to.
You got to start somewhere, Don. You got to start somewhere.
I don't know. I got out of the chair today. That was pretty good. All right. Here's something we went to, my wife and I, and it was really good. The Racine Farmers Market. Went there on a beautiful morning. And it was great. Racine Farmers Market at Festival Park.
Yeah, it's right down at Festival Park every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Produce is really starting to come in now that it's July, so you can stock up on your vegetables there. They've got a lot of different activities. They usually have some acoustic music playing. It's a really wonderful market for Racine in general. So please come down and support that. Come down and support those farmers and those vendors. It's great.
Now, if anybody wants to see what we're talking about, and they say, well, you guys were talking so fast, I couldn't write it down. Two things. We're going to podcast this later today. So there, you can hear it again. But you can also see it. Now, how do you get this information?
Yeah, you can go to racinedowntown.com and click on our events tab. If you'd like to get signed up for our weekly email that goes out and puts you in the know of everything happening, just go ahead and email us at events@racinedowntown.com. And we're going to get you signed up. And every week you'll have something in your inbox letting you know exactly what's going on throughout downtown.
Well, look at that. Who came up with that idea?
Well, we've been doing it for a long time, but just weren't part of the Cool Kids Club.
Yeah, I found about this thing called email recently, and I think I'm going to get it. I'm not sure yet. Okay, quick review. Haymarket, July 9th tonight, we start with Terry James at Haymarket Square, which is a.k.a. Monument Square.
That's correct.
So that's pretty
neat. See you there tonight. It's going to be a blast.
By the way, I went to the dedication of... Oh, man, my mind just goes to melt every once in a while. They dedicated the old Civil War training ground right where Main Street runs into Wisconsin Avenue, that little triangle by Dukovin Avenue.
Yes, they did recently do that.
And a lot of the cannons, some of those cannons you see around, were from that, with the Civil War training. They used to shoot the cannons into the lake. So I'm sure if you were able to sift through all that dirt or silt, in that you'd find some of the old cannonballs under there.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, because they were old journals saying that's where they did their practice, shot the cannonballs into the lake. Now, there were no homes in between them and the lake at the time. So it's not like they had to shoot through two homes. But yeah, that was kind of Utley, Camp Utley.
Oh, that nice.
Colonel Utley. And they went to the dedication. And now you look at some of the cannons around town, and now you know where some of them came from.
Okay, that's cool.
And we're very protective of those cannons. People want them.
Yeah, Monument Square is pretty cool. I mean, you always got that pigeon right on top of that soldier's head, and you got the cannons. It's very unique. I love it.
We saw some seagulls sitting on the building just on the north side of Monument Square. That was
seagulls. Yeah.
Yeah, the seagulls. And my wife said, there they are, the commission, watching everything that goes on, making their decisions.
I'm telling you, every time you drive downtown, look on top of the monument, and you will see a seagull there.
Okay, we got music on the monument, and tomorrow night will be Rust Belt.
Yes.
Music, and that is from 4:30 till 7:30 p.m., music on the monument. Then the music doesn't stop. Saturday Sounds on the Square, this Saturday, Scarlet Curve, and Saturday's 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., and I got to keep telling you, it's going to be beautiful weather this whole weekend. Tomorrow's sunny, Saturday sunny, Sunday sunny, no rain in the forecast at all.
Love that.
I know.
Love summers in Wisconsin.
Do you sit there sweating it out when you have an outdoor event? Please.
Absolutely.
I'll be good if there's no rain.
I start looking at the forecast constantly because rain is a killer.
And you always say, I'll be good. If you give me no rain, I'll be good forever, I promise.
I tell you, I'm like... especially Party on the Pavement, because so much work goes into that one day. I just have to do a rain dance, an anti-rain dance or something. I don't know.
Okay, so one more time. If somebody wants to get all this information at a moment's click on their phone or computer, they go to?
Simply email us at events@racinedowntown.com. That's events@racinedowntown.com. Just say, sign me up. And you will start getting our weekly email blast.
Could you go online and look at this stuff?
And you can also always go to our website. We have every event that's happening in downtown Racine at racinedowntown.com.
There you go. Everything's there. Well, you guys really have this down to a science.
We're organized.
You are organized. I went to your office to pick something up. Very organized. Well, thank you very much, Kelly Cruz.
Thank you, Don.
See you next month.
I can't wait to see you at the yoga this Saturday.
Yeah, I'll be bending at the yoga. I used to be able to bend. I used to do the all those gymnastic things in high school. You know, you had to do them in part of gym class. I was bending and doing stuff, but you get a little older, oh, it goes out of whack.
Well, give it a thought.
You know, you're going to say this, and somebody's going to hear, like my wife, I got you a yoga mat for Christmas this year. Well, take it back.
Yes.
No. Yeah, actually, I did, when I had my surgery a couple of years ago, I did some exercise and bending and stuff. And, you know, you can do it, but it takes a while.
It does take some time.
It's like getting your car. You get oil and lubed.
Yes. You got to take care of it.
Thank you, Kelly.
All right. Thanks, Don. Have a good one.
You too. Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation.